fire log, I guess they call it, mm-hmm. a fire log. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure that's what you would mm-hmm. probably call it.
How about those pieces of split wood that you would put on a fire to help start the fire? The little pieces.
Well, the natural wood, mm-hmm. firewood is all I would know. I remember mm-hmm. I have a friend, I know my cousins that have this house up on the rim, they have huge logs a lot of times. They have people bring them down from up in Ruidoso or Cloudcroft, or they can even buy mm-hmm. them here. Mm-hmm. And they have an open fire. They have a beautiful open fire there in their house. Mm-hmm. They live right up at the top of Brown Street though, on Rim Road. Mm-hmm. But they have that, but I've never had any open fire.
Oh. Well, what the smoke would go up, what?
The chimney.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And the black stuff inside a chimney is called?
Soot. Mm-hmm. S-O-O-T.
And what's left over after a fire, the white stuff, is called?
Ashes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Broke my fingernail.
Oh, do you fix that?
Over it. I'm going to get one.
Why don't you fix that?
I'm going to tomorrow. I've got a manicure at my favorite shop, and she'll fix it. But I'm not wanting it to break off, but I'm sure afraid she's going to have to.
Anyway, oh, yeah. She'll put one on for you. Mm-hmm. Let's see. Now, if you had a storage area above your house, it's called what?
Well, so many people ask me. I have that little cupola up there, they call it.
Oh, uh-huh.
And I've never, my son-in-law, years and years ago, my daughter, this house was in the Mumpson estate for many, many years and rented. And then when my daughter's husband went over to Vietnam the first time, she and my grandson came back here, and she rented this house mm-hmm. from Rogers and Belding. And then in that time, the Mumpsons decided to sell the house. And so Elaine called me and said, oh, Mother, you and she called her grandmother Ma mm-hmm. and Dad. And she called me and said, and it was after my daddy had died. And so Mother and I bought this house then in 73. And what was I saying? Say something.
That was about the cupola?
Oh, cupola. Oh, so it has that. But my son-in-law, he was here when he came back from Vietnam, and they lived here for a while before they moved away. He got there's an opening up above behind over here by my washer and dryer. You can see it in a minute. I'll be glad to show you that. Mm-hmm. And it's just nothing up there. More people say, I'm always wondering, what do you do? And I said, I don't know. I've never been up there. But he looked up there uh-huh. and he said, well, it's just the outside looks like it's a sort of a cupola or something, but there's nothing up there, just a beams. You couldn't walk mm-hmm. up there or anything.
Is it like an attic or?
It must be. It must be more or less like an attic, I think. So I've never been up there, mm-hmm. of course. But he got up there on a ladder and looked, and he said, well, now, you couldn't walk up there. He said, there's a lot of wood and a lot of beams and mm-hmm. all, but there's, mm-hmm. and that you see from the outside looks just like it might have a room, but it isn't.
No room up there. A false front. In a place where they have wood houses, sometimes they have to put a covering on the outside to protect it from the elements. And
I've seen many houses
called?
With those.
I know Sears sells a lot of it.
I don't know exactly what you would call it. A woodshed, but people used to call them over in East Texas a woodshed. But I know what you're talking about. I don't exactly know what you would apply, what word you would apply to it. Just
sometimes they make aluminum or vinyl.
I guess so. I really don't know, uh-huh. People, you know, and I have, now I know my cousins where they have, they'll keep their wood. He just has a place built out over the wood, over in the back, behind mm-hmm. his garage, or in his mm-hmm. garage, maybe. Mm-hmm. But I don't know what else, how you would do. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's something that we don't really use here, so I think a lot of people, you know, can't think of what that is.
Uh-huh. I would love to have an open fire. I love an open fire. And many years, and when my mother and father, and we all lived down the valley for a number of years, all the kid time, my children were growing up before my daddy died. Mm-hmm. We had open fire, but I have never had an open fire in this house.
Let's see. The thing that covers a house is called the...
The roof?
Mm-hmm. And the things that take the rain away from the roof are called...
The drain pipes or the... I've just recently had to have two put there.
Oh,
just the drains. That's what I call them. Mm-hmm.